Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israel is threatening a ground operation after a long-range Hezbollah missile attack. At a news conference, Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Dannon, explains the country's position on Lebanon.
We are targeting terrorists who are sending rockets to our communities. You know, a few hours ago, a rocket flew to Tel Aviv that was intercepted, and we will continue to target terrorists. But all of this can stop immediately. Once Hezbollah will stop firing missiles and rockets into our civilian communities, there will be no cycle of violence in the region.
Meanwhile, the U.S., France, and other allies are jointly calling for an immediate 21-day ceasefire to allow for negotiations in the escalating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah that has killed more than 600 people in Lebanon. In remarks at the U.N., Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Robert A. Wood, says many parties are working on a diplomatic solution.
The United States has engaged intensively with all parties in the region. Our aim is clear: to avert a broader war that we believe is in no party's interest, not the people of Israel and not the people of Lebanon.
A joint statement negotiated on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly says the recent fighting is intolerable and presents an unacceptable risk of broader regional escalation. The U.S. Congress has avoided a government shutdown just weeks before the November 5th election. The House and Senate gave swift approval Wednesday to a bill that keeps federal agencies funded through December 20th. The Senate voted to approve the measure shortly after the House passed it earlier in the afternoon. The funding bill generally funds agencies at current levels. Speaker Mike Johnson touted the measure as doing only what's absolutely necessary in a bid to win over conservatives. Lawmakers now face another difficult round of fiscal negotiations at the end of the year. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports that Ukraine is urging world leaders not to seek a lull from Russia's war instead of true peace.
In his address at Day 2 of the United Nations General Assembly, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urging world leaders to stand with his country and seek real peace when it comes to Russia's war.
Any parallel or alternative attempts to seek peace are, in fact, efforts to achieve a lull instead of an end to the war.
Zelensky says Russia needs to be forced into peace. He's facing growing pressure from some allies and some Ukrainians to negotiate a ceasefire. Meanwhile, Russia's president is not attending the UNGA. Instead, the foreign minister is. Julie Walker, New York.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday said that Ukraine should have made concessions to Russian President Vladimir Putin instead of going to war with its invading neighbor. The Republican presidential nominee declared on Wednesday in the U.S. state of North Carolina that even the worst deal would have been better than what we have now. Trump has long been critical of the U.S. aid to Ukraine. He has claimed that Russia would have never invaded if he was president and that he would put an end to the war if he returns to the White House. Associated Press correspondent Haya Panjwani reports that the mayor of New York has been indicted.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been indicted by a federal grand jury on criminal charges that are still sealed. That's according to two people familiar with the matter. The indictment marks a stunning fall for Adams, a Democrat who won his election nearly 3 years ago to become the second black mayor of the nation's largest city. For the last year, Adams has faced growing legal peril with multiple federal investigations into top advisors, producing a drumbeat of subpoenas, searches, and high-level departures. He'd repeatedly said he wasn't aware of any wrongdoing, dismissing speculation that he would face charges. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Pope Francis has taken the unusual decision to expel 10 people from a troubled Catholic movement in Peru. This is after a Vatican investigation uncovered sadistic abuses of power, authority, and spirituality, as it put it. The move against the leadership followed Francis' decision just last month to expel the group's founder, Luis Fegari. This is after he was found to have sodomized his recruits. That decision was announced Wednesday by the Peruvian Bishops' Conference. They posted a statement from the Vatican Embassy on its website. This wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.